So we're on the third parak, the ninth Mishnah, Pilkei Avos, right?
Oh, okay.
Never mind. And so we go. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, "Kol shiyira cheto kodemet lechochmato." Anyone whose fear of sin is before his wisdom, chochmato mitkayemet. His wisdom is established. Right? We did this already. Right? Anyone whose wisdom is before his fear of sin, his wisdom is not established. Okay, we don't know what this means. All right, let's call another statement. Call shemaasa merubi mechokhmato. Anyone whose actions is more than his wisdom, chokhmato mitkayemet. His wisdom is established. Call. Anyone whose wisdom is more than his actions, his wisdom is not established. Now, it doesn't make sense, wisdom in terms of mathematics or physics or wisdom of the world. Here we're speaking wisdom in terms of Torah wisdom. Torah wisdom is only Torah if it's expressed. It's only if it's expressed, right? It's expressed. So we have to work out. Of course, if you don't do the actions, of course, if you do Aveiros Chas V'Shalom, your Torah is not being expressed. So it's Pashut, right? So what can we talk about? What's the Chiddush of this Mishnah?
What's Pashut?
Obviously, the Chochmah we're talking about is Chochmah HaTorah, right? Torah is not an academic learning. Torah is a learning, but it's a learning in order to keep in the world of action. It's not only the world of thought. You have to actually be a Torah human being, which is the harder part, right? To bring it down. It's not, we're not academia here. No, this is not Yeshiva University. I don't mean to explain Yeshiva University. I mean, it's not a university, right? And had no intention to mean that. It's a machad, yeah. We're near that, okay. But you understand, it's a place where you have to. So, what's he talking about here? And why two things? Yirat cheto and maisim. It could be yirat chet is to not do averus, and maisim is to do positive actions. Could be, I don't know. We have to see what Rabbi Yonah says. Okay, so it says. So he brings. Le'inyan hishtadlut ne'ema hadava. With regards to trying, is the matter said. That's what we thought about last week. It's not with regards to actualization, with regards to trial. Hamishtadel ledat chochma. Someone who wants to know wisdom, kedei shida lishmo, in order to guard et nafsho, his soul, minachet v'nidchakem. So that means it's about hishtadlus. It's about trying. You want to learn chochma in order to keep yourself away from averas and become wise with what's the wisdom? What's the wisdom? V'nitzchakem. To keep yourself away from averus and to be wise. That's what it means. Keep yourself averus to be wise. No, keeping yourself away from averus is the wisdom. If you're learning in order to keep yourself away from averus, that's the first thing. Chochmato mitkayem is biyado. V'nimse perish min averus. We find he separates himself from the averus. And he do mitzvahs as he learns and he understands more. His chokhmah is before his yira, right? If his chokhmah is before his yira, his chokhmah is not mitkayemet. Lo hishtadel mitchila ledat hachokhmah. He didn't try in the beginning to know chokhmah. In order to establish it, ki'im la'vin, only to understand or ask it, lo tikayem biado. So I say very simple things. If you're learning chokhma, and we understand him wrongly, if you're learning chokhma in order to keep, you'll remember your stuff. If you don't learn chokhma in order to keep, you won't be right, it won't stay with you. You'll forget it. So every mathematician has to be a theoretical physicist, or has to be keep his. I mean, there's lots of people in the world who have lots of chokhmah and they don't keep it. Observe it. I learn about tefillin. I understand what tefillin is. I do it. I don't learn theoretically about tefillin and, you know, oh, it's a nice black box. I'm not going to put it on me. I mean, simply speaking. I mean, I'm learning these details for what? I mean, most of the things we learn in details, we're not going to keep them. Zika. We're learning Ivamas. Zika, right? Chalitza, Yibum. No one's going to do that. Chgitin. What are you guys learning? Lishma. Okay, Lishma maybe has halachic ramifications. Okay?
But you're not keeping the content necessarily. You're applying. You're keeping the way of thinking.
The way of thinking. Okay, so that's the whole. You're keeping the way of thinking. Keeping the understanding of it. There is some part of it you're keeping. You're learning in order to keep. That's the thought. You're learning in order to keep. Right? Why are we learning in order to keep? Why just keep? Why are we learning in order to keep? Just keep.
Can you just keep?
If you know the basic things, you know, you don't have to learn Gemara. Just learn a Kitzur Hilchosh. Kitzur, like an abbreviation, a nice, good English book on all the things you have to keep, and just do it. It's much quicker. You could probably do that in a few months. A clever guy like you, give you 2 months, you do it.
Isn't that called the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah. Just keep it. Automatic. Just keep it. Why have to learn about it?
I think we talked about last week because then you're not learning to think like God.
Yeah, you're not an Aruch. So you're not thinking that way. Okay. So that's right. We're learning to think like God. We don't want to be a robot.
Right.
We want to do things with an understanding. Okay. Vadin note. And that makes sense. Dava Acher. Bezman Shiirat Chetzo Shel Adam. The time that the year of a person's kodemet lechokhmato is before his chokhma, nimse kishehu lamad, when he learns mishamrato, it guards him, ashrato, and it gives him the ability or helps him leilech bederech shehugal lelechet ba, in a way that he's normally going in it, mikame yamim, for many days, kishu yireh chet, when he is fear of chet, velibo mosif ba ava rabba, and his heart has in it more love, umitaveh lahosif mimena, and he desires to add to it, lefi shehi ma'ashrato l'mashu gal. It like helps him, it gives him like kiyum, like it gives him, it establishes whatever he is regulating to do. Now he's saying here, he's saying a very deep thing. How does this work? When you learn something, first you learn something. Then when you do it, you marakil yourself. You custom yourself to do it. After you custom yourself to do it with the learning, that'll bring you to a bigger desire to do it. That bigger desire to do it will make you learn more and will improve your hergel till it becomes part of you. I.e. learning is not just a process of understanding what you're doing. Learning is also a process of helping you to establish your ma'isim. Because understanding what you're doing and then practicing what you're doing, right, makes the practicing much easier and then it becomes part of you. And that practice, with an understanding of what you're doing, makes you have a desire to do more of the learning in order to your practice will be better. You with me? This is actually, you will be surprised, this is a concept in cognitive psychology. I don't know too much about psychology, but this little I do know. That's one of the ways they work in cognitive psychology. The way it works is you have to understand yourself, you have to understand where you're going, you have to practice doing what you understand, and then you continue in that way, and that becomes part of yourself. So what's the point? What's the point of us? What's the point of all what we're doing? Why we do all these things? You know, we all have different things we do, right? You know, some of us have, you know, all different habits we pick up, or we do certain things. What's the point of making something margil ourselves to do something? To make it something regular in that which we do? That's not so great, right? It's not so good to get up in the morning not thinking about putting on tefillin and put them on, right?
Sorry?
It's not so great to get up in the morning, put on tefillin and not think about it, right? So
things that are a challenge for you, when you work on them and that you make them a part of yourself, they're no longer challenges, and then you move on to the next challenge.
Oh, that's the perfect answer. You can go sleep. So basically it's like this. When you have a challenge, something which is hard, the way to overcome anything in life, this is the process to overcome anything in life. It's not just the process here. They're talking about all avairas, all things. Learn about it. You have a problem with something, learn about it. After you learn about it, then what do?
Put it to action.
Put it to action for a long period of time, till it becomes part of you. That's it. Munach b'kise. Then you go again. It's most if you desire to understand more. You understand? That's how we're working. We have to be working in a place that we're always growing. We're always making those things that are part of us more of a hergel, more of, how do you say hergel? More of a habituation, habitual action in us, more part of us. You understand? And you'll find most people in the yeshiva, when they first come in, they look a certain way and they behave a certain way. After just being in this place, they're learning. But just being here, they're behaving in a certain way. They're around people who behave in a certain way. Right? And they pick it up. And they pick up certain things about themselves. You understand? They pick up certain habits, certain right ways of behaving. They see right ways of behaving. There's a very important Rambam. The Rambam says that a person's influenced, right, by the majority of people he's around. It's also a concept in psychology, right? There's, you know, they speak about if you're born with certain features or if you adopt the environmental or behavioral. We believe in both. Both affects you. You have your intrinsic behavioral characters that come from your parents, and you have, you know, and your neshama, of course, comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, which can be very different from your parents. And you have the environment, which is usually your house and the environment around you, right? So if you're in a good, says the Rambam, because a person is so influenced in his environment, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, the davka bo. You have to cling to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, how can you cling to Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's Eish Ochla. This is Gomorrah, right? Eish Ochla. He's a fire. How can you cling to Kodesh Baruch Hu? He says, Lidabek b'talmidei chachomim. Cling to talmidei chachomim. So what does the Rambam say? How do you cling to talmidei chachomim?
Seven
knees. Huh? That's learning from them. But how does it cling to coming home? It's a Gemara. It says, by doing business with them. Why do business with them? That's a strange thing. The honesty and integrity. And then what else? Even in mundane things. And not only that, you have to, it says, and marry their daughters. That's what it says. Don't worry. Okay. Right? Why is that? Why? You're marrying the family, right? You're marrying the family. You're marrying in, right? Because right, they picked up the family. They picked up the household. You understand? There's certain things that it's very hard to be kona. Certain things, and I'm telling you, it's very true about Bali Yeshiva. We can sit in the yeshiva, and this is what's good about the yeshiva. You can sit in the yeshiva, and you can learn a tremendous amount of stuff. But you consider the house of a person, a special person, and you can see how that person lives, right? And you can learn a lot more. You know, there's many Gemaras. It's strange to have Gemaras like this. There's Gemaras which speak about, you know, rabbis that went to the toilet. You know, maybe I shouldn't speak this in that kind of thing. They went to a certain place, you understand what I'm saying? And the Talmud went after them. You hear that? I didn't say anyone to do that here, okay? Don't get me wrong, because if we did that nowadays, right, forget it, you'd be out the yeshiva, right? But the Talmud went after them. Why? I mean, you know the halachas, you go pick up the Shulchan Aruch, you go learn the halachas, well, you need to go into this place with your rabbi. Because there's certain things, there's certain ways of behavior you can only learn when you see them. That's called Shimusho Godol Milimude. The Shimush of Talmud Chachamim is bigger than learning from them. You understand?
Is it also like the concept of the Tish, where you just sit around and watch the Rebbe eat, like just observe?
Maybe, yeah, it could be. I don't know. Tish is it could be, it's a Suda, but Tzadik, and everybody eats from Suda, and you know, there's a Dvar Torah, and singing, and it's Dveikus Lashon
Brachot.
It's a concept of even seeing, the concept of looking at a tzaddik and the concept of not looking at a rosh. You shouldn't look for a long time at a rosh. You shouldn't look at him in the face.
So
You should know
something.
They always have people watching them.
Yeah, you should know something. People who are pnimi don't even notice it. They don't even notice this. They're being watched or not being watched. They're carrying on with their own lives. You understand what I'm saying? There's very interesting Gemaras. There's interesting Gemaras. There's a Gemaras in Brachos that speak about all sorts of situations that Talmidim went after, you know? No, there's a difference in seeing a rabbi, you know, in giving a shiur, and you see a rabbi in his house, you see a rabbi, he's going to the supermarket, how's he shopping, if you get an opportunity to go with a rabbi, shopping, Rabbi Goshen will say, you go shopping, go with him, go see how he shops, go see how he, the minor things, you're not going to learn that from a Gemara, it's not going to get that, you understand? There's certain things that we lack in life and we're not going to get it from a book. It's very important. See how they behave with their kids, how they behave with their wives, how they behave with all sorts of things. Those are very important things. Even, you know, I would love to be around when a rabbi argues with his wife. Not when they're nice to each other, when they're arguing. You know, you should know something. People think that, oh, marriage is perfect, you know, just get married and that's it. You know, and like, you know, we see from Chumash, you guys learned this Chumash. You learned it in, I think it's in Parshas Vayera with Avram. So like when the angels came to Avram Avinu and they told him that he was going to have a son. Right? Remember that? Yeah? Mm-hmm. And then they told Sarah and Sarah laughed. And she laughed and said, how can Avram, Ben Meir, how can he have children? So Kodesh Baruch Hu did Shalom Bayis. What was the Shalom Bayis that Kodesh Baruch Hu did?
He told Avram, he recounted that she said, we are old or something.
No, she's old. Yeah, she said, he didn't want to make problems with Shalom Bayis. So he did, what he did was he told that she was old, right? Okay. Between the two of us, if you really want to do Shalom Bayis, what do? You don't tell Avram anything, right? You can't tell Avram that Sarah laughed at what the angel said. I mean, that's like, between the two of us, that's not a really good Shalom Bayis, right? Find someone else to do your Shalom Bayis. You don't tell Avram anything. Why, you have to tell Avram that Sarah laughed? What's Chazal coming to teach us here? Shalom Bayis? The Akkadosh Baruch Hu snitched on Sarah? Good Shalom Bayis teachings there, right? What's Chazal teaching us here? I mean, it doesn't make sense. It makes sense. Why do you have to go tell Avram? Leave it alone. There are certain things that a husband says, tells his wife off about, reprimands her about. That's also Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis isn't only about saying, whatever you say, well, fine, it's great, it's good. Shalom Bayis, and the hardest Shalom Bayis is when you argue. That's also Shalom Bayis. There's a very, very big rabbi called Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who, when his wife was Nifta, when she died, so, you know, it's normal for the husband to ask for forgiveness, because every husband does something to his wife, right? It's very normal to ask forgiveness. So he was there, and what did he ask his wife? So he said, I have nothing to forgive you, and I have nothing to ask you for forgiveness. All our lives, we live with Shalom. So, that's it. He was a malach. He was an angel. We think about a person in our generation, right? Like this evening, yeshiva. 7 o'clock, you knew it was 7 o'clock, he's the walk in. Not like us, right? 7 o'clock, we knew the clock. What does that mean? How could that be? Shalom Bayis like that? So someone explained it to me. I learned in the yeshiva of his son, Shmuel Orbach, the big rabbi. So, the vort is as follows, a very simple vort. He knew how to argue in a Torah way. That's a skill, how to argue. From Avram, you can learn how to rebuke in a Torah way. He went and he asked her. He spoke to her. He reprimanded her on that. In Ruchnias, you reprimand your wife. If your wife's doing things which you think are not proper Ruchani, she's the wife of your children. She's the house. There's a certain way, there's a certain code. There has to be reprimanded. There has to be no. No. It has to be a nice no, but it has to be a no. You understand what I'm saying? Here, what was happening with Avraham Avinu? What was happening with Avraham Avinu? They're about to have Yitzchak. And there was a problem in Sarah's Emunah. They're going to have the next generation, the beginning of the Jewish people. And there was a problem with Sarah's Emunah. There had to be a change. There had to be, you know, something changed here. If she's going to be the mother of the Jewish people, we don't understand. Sarah was bigger in Nebuah than Avram, Chazal tell us. But there's certain times that that's also Shalom Bayis. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, let's go weiter. Okay. Aval, b'zman shechochmato shel adam, the wisdom of a person, kodemet liyirat cheto, is before his fear of heaven, nimtzet hachochma monat oto me'aveirot, prevents him from doing averus, shuhugal behem, that he accustomed himself to, v'sofo liv otba, and he'll get rid of it. L'fi shedome alav kamasui, the averus seemed to him, 1 second, it prevents him from averus, that he's regular in them, v'sofo liv otba, l'fi shedome alav kamasui. Chachmato shel adam kodemet liyirato. That's the problem. So when a person's chachma is more than his yira, so what are we saying? His chachma prevents him from the averit shehu gal b'hem. Ah, this is what he's saying as follows: if your chachma is before your yirat chet, i.e. you do averus, knowing what you know, what's going to happen to your wisdom? It's going to, every time you do an avera, your chacham is going to tell you, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that. Are you conscious? You shouldn't be doing that. If you're hulgan in those averas, if you're regular in those averas, you're not going to want to stop doing it. Or it's going to be very hard for you to be purish from those averas. So what are you going to say? Ah, forget that. Forget that chokhmah. Ah, it's not true. Who says that the Jewish people got the Torah on Har Sinai? Who says that? Where's the rise for that? Where's the proof for that? Most apikorosim, says Rav Elchanan, most people who don't believe, they don't believe because of averas, because of negias, because there's certain averas that they do and they can't perish from them. So, and they can't live with their consciousness. So they get rid of it. That's why people don't believe. The Torah makes sense. The Torah makes perfect sense if you learn it. Obviously there's kashas, there's things, there's problems. Everyone has, you know, his own kashas. There's many Tosfos you'll find in Shas has a tamer on the Shas, has a kasha on the Shas. He didn't, without a teretz. But there's a Tosfos afterwards. He continues afterwards. We can have lots of kashas in life. Life, our own personal life, doesn't have to make a complete sense. But it makes enough sense to keep it. We always have to check ourselves. Why is it that we're saying, oh, I don't believe in this one? Is it just to be matir ourselves certain things? To make committed for ourselves certain things? That's what it means. That chokhmato is kodem liyirato. Okay. So now it says, v'uaya ome. Anyone whose actions are more than his wisdom, his chokhma is established. The actions of a person is more than his wisdom. He desires chokhma gdola mechokhmato than his chokhma. Why? Because when a person has a desire for more. Baruch Hashem, a lot of you guys in this yeshiva, most of you guys in this yeshiva, your desire is, I want to learn more. I want to know more. I mean, our shir, this is a middle of the, this is a break shir. This is a break shir. This is not an official shir. You guys come in, and you want to learn more, and you want to do more. You want more than you have the kalim even to you know, you don't know the Hebrew so well, you don't know the Aramaic so well, the grammar, forget about it, right? It's not something you're brought up with your whole life. And just your desire to want it, because your actions are more than your chokhmah at the moment, that desire brings you to have desire more and more chokhmah. And that's how it works. That's what it means that chokhmah, that yirato, or that his maisim is merubim mechokhmato, that his actions are bigger than his chokhmah, and because he has a desire to want to do more, and therefore because he has a desire to want to do more, he's going to look for what to do. He's going to want to do, and he's going to remember it. Nimsa ki b'chol yom ve'yom mosif chokhmah chokhmato. He's going to add chokhmah to his chokhmah. K'chol shechokhmato merube mimasav. His wisdom is more than his actions. Ein chokhmato mitkayemet. His chokhmah, he's going to forget it. Shenimsa tavato lechokhmah pchuta. It's less mechokhmato. His desire for knowing more is less than what he knows, because he does less. V'nimsa ki chokhmato tiye pochetet v'holechet. He'll forget his stuff. Kach pirshu arishonim zah. This is the Perush that we showed him. Oh, now starts the Rabbeinu Yonah. Very interesting here. Is that, it doesn't happen often. That's the explanation of the Rishonim. V'yesh lish'ol. Eich efshe liyot ma'asav merubi mechokhmato. How can his actions be more than his chokhma? Im eino yodeh ha-terah va-mitzvahs. He doesn't know terah mitzvahs, right? We have a teretz. Machon Shlomo. Right? What's a Shabbos Shaila b'chalal? Right? V'ki yesh lo lasot ha-maisim ha-elu alma asam. For why would he do them? Ela shezu ha-mishna dibra lefi eitzah tovah na'ai. He's basically saying his kasha as follows: how can his actions be more than his chokhmah? You don't know what to do. You don't do it. Right? It can't be. You can't do more than you know. Right? That's a simple kasha.
It depends if you mean you know all about it. So if I, let's say, one of the rabbis says that, oh, this is something you should do. I say, okay, I trust that it's something that I should do, and it makes sense, so I'll start doing it, and I'll learn about what it means later.
Uh-huh.
So take on more action.
So you say, well, you're saying, what is chokhmah? If chokhmah means the understanding of it,
right.
So then you can have it. So obviously he must understand for his kasha to be good kasha, the chokhmah means insufficient, it's considered chokhmah to know that you have to do it. Just to know the dry halacha, without an understanding of the halacha. That's also considered chokhmah. So for your his kasha to be a good kasha. Yeah, then it's a good kasha, right? Okay. So that's his kasha. So it must be. If you're proving, that's what it must be, his kashas. That's how you learn Rishonim. You always learn Rishonim. You have to always learn Rishonim. If Tosis asks a kasha in the Gemara, that means it's a good kasha. Means if you have a teretz Tosis kasha, there's something in your teretz, or there's something that you don't understand that Tosis is assuming, and that assumption you have to make in order to make Tosis kasha a kasha, that assumption is what Sfaras Tosis is. That's what Tosis is basing his kasha on. You have to work that out. You understand? Because Tosis has a good kasha. So if Rabbeinu Yonah has a good kasha, he has a kasha, it means that he's understanding chokhmah as mean just dry halacha, just a dry yediyah. The Rishonim, who didn't say that, must learn like you. That chokhmah means an understanding. That's an important machlokas. Right? So you just explained an important machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the previous Rishonim, right? Ela. Shizu ha-mishna dibra lefi eitzah tovah. This is a good eitzah, na'eh, pleasant, umukubelet. Sheyesh lo mi, lemi, she'eino yodeh, she'lo ya'aved nafsho. She'lo ya'aved nafsho. He won't, there is a person who doesn't know that he won't destroy himself. He won't do wrong things. V'shigabel al atzmo lasot kol hadvarim asher yagidu lo chachamim. V'lo yasir mehem yamin usmo. He is giving your answer. Seth is giving your answer. Kashe yida'am, when he knows them. V'al pi ha-ter asher yeruoto, v'al ha-mishpat asher yomru lo, yaseh. U'miyad. And as soon as he's mekabel, zu yikabel al atzmo b'levav shalem u'nefesh chafetza ma lescha ki ilu kibel alav kol ha-mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saying a very famous thing of his. What does it mean that Chochmato is bigger than his Maisim? It's a Kabbalah. It's desire to do Kol HaTerah Kula. It's the desire to do whatever Hashem wants me. Simple as that. Chochma
is bigger than Maisa.
Sorry? That's Chochma is bigger than Maisa. Sorry, Maisa is bigger than Chochma. Maisa is bigger than Chochma. That he wants to do all that his rabbis are going to tell him, or all that Torah is going to tell him, all Hashem wants from him. He's mekabel for himself. And as soon as he learns it, he'll be mekabel it. That's a person whose Chochma says Miskayemis. You understand? That's basically this concept. Maybe he says this concept. This concept of Naaseh v'Nishma. That's the concept of Naaseh v'Nishma. That's also the concept of someone's Yirato is Kodem Lechokmato. Naaseh v'Nishma, that you're accepting the Torah as it is. And that's the derech to learn. When you get in any sort of relationship with Creator, relationship with yourself, you and yourself, you mekabel upon yourself, you have to do something in all that it involves. Yeah, I'm obligating myself to X. You get into a contract with someone. I'm obligating to build a house, right? Now you know roughly what it is to build a house, don't you? But there's always going to be things that you didn't think about, right? But there's an obligation. That living with an obligation is Maisev Merubim Mechochmato. That means living in a world of an obligation. That means who are we obligated to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where that's a complete shibud, the complete avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Maisim Merubim Mechochmato. And then your Chochma is mitkayemet. But there is Zu Amru, Kol Shemasav. Okay, let's do Gittin a little bit. As you're learning Gittin, right? So there's a brisa there in Gittin. It says about a Shivcha. So the Shivcha, it says that if you're Meshachra the Uba, right? So the Uba is a free child, and the Shivcha is remains a slave, right? Okay, so now, how does that work? This child, the Shivcha, is still a goy. She's still a non-Jew. So you have a non-Jew, a little fetus in a non-Jew. How can this child, when he's born, be a Jew? Right? What's the definition of a Jew? A Shivcha Lamaisa, she has obligations in all the mitzvahs of a woman. Right? She's all the mitzvahs of a woman. Also, a Shivcha, an Eved Ivri has a, Eved Kanani has the mitzvahs of a woman as well. Right? What if I let her free? She becomes a free woman. She becomes a full-fledged Jew. Bal Kocha, without her will, how can she become Bal Kocha, full-fledged Jew? You ever heard of such a thing? Because the reason is when we were tovel her for avdus, there was a tefillah l'shem gerus b'miktzas. There was a tefillah l'shem gerus. There was a kabbalah of being a ger, of keeping mitzvahs. Now, what's moneh her? What prevents her being a full-fledged Jew? Nothing to do with her Kabbalah's mitzvahs, her avdus, her slavery. If you're a slave to someone else, that's a menia in your Yiddishkeit. If you're a slave to your desires, that's a menia in your Yiddishkeit. Avadaihem, says the Torah, v'lo avadim lo avadim. My slaves are not the slaves to Paro. When we are only a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's real freedom. Real freedom is when we're free of our desires. Al tikra charut, don't read, it was engraved on the luchot, ela charut. She'ein lecha ben charim ela mish osek b'Torah. Torah is the way we enslave ourselves. How do we enslave ourselves? What's the process of enslavery? Everything the Torah says, I'm a kabbal. I mishabed myself to the Torah. When you mishabed yourself to the Torah, you're a free man. Then you just go learn it. That's Naaseh v'Nishma. Naaseh v'Nishma, that's what we got. You have to understand, this is a mila bigger than the Malachim. This is not a small mila. This is a very high mila. The Gemara in Shabbos says, when Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh v'Nishma, the Malachim came and they put on their heads two crowns. One keneged Naisa, one keneged Nishma. What do you need two crowns? You need crowns? What do you need crowns for? What do these crowns represent? What does a crown represent? So it's brought down in Sfarim that this represents a higher level soul. When a person says, and he lives with this, that whatever is stated in the Torah, I want to keep, he automatically is on a higher level. He automatically is living in that level of his higher level soul. That's what it means. It means that you're an Eved of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're a complete Eved of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just that willingness, just that Ratzon, that will to do, makes a complete change in a human being. That's Meshacharer you. It frees you from all your Shibudim, all your other, how you say, slaveries. That's what it's all about. It's as simple as that, because you can never fathom the Torah completely. Just go learn those books, right? Take a long time. And forget about learning them. Learn them in detail. You can never fathom completely the Ratzon and Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing we're expected to do is that Shibud. That Shibud, that's the Naseh, and the Nishma to go and understand it. That's it. That's what it's about. Valderech zu amru kol shemasav merubi mechokhmato, right? Ki af mi she'eno yodea ve'eno oseh, anyone who doesn't know and doesn't do, nikrim maisa al shem ki yesh lo scha aleim. Even if a person does a maisa and he doesn't know about it, he'll get scha. Ki ilu asam mipia kabbalah v'ken mufurish ba'avod Rabbi Nosson t'tnan hatan. So what is he saying here? Okay, he's saying that even if you don't know the maisa that you're doing, you don't know this is a mitzvah, but you do it, right? It's considered as if... No, that's not the pshat. Don't know what the pshat is here. One sec. This Kabbalah, he's saying the Kabbalah in of itself is as if you did it. As if you did these mitzvahs, even though you don't know about them. The very fact that I'm saying I want to do Korah Torah Kula, and I'm saying that with real ritzinut, I'm saying with real, with seriousness, it's as if, to a certain extent, as if I've done Korah Torah Kula. And now Rabbeinu Yonah goes on and says, V'kol shemasa merubi mechokhmato, chokhmato mitkayemet shneema naase v'nishma. He says of all, this is naase v'nishma. This is the concept of naase v'nishma. Shikdimu Yisrael asiya l'shmiya, the accepting of the Torah to the understanding of the Torah. V'haya lehem loma nishma v'naase. First explain it, then we'll do. Ki kodim shiyuchal asot et ha-maisa. Before you can do the maisa, tzvichim nishma. Ma yasu? How to do it? Ela shikiblu aleihem. Tchile lasot kol asher yitzaveh aleihem. All the Kodesh Baruch Hu will command them. Yishmu, and then they will understand. Umiyad kiblu scha ki ilu asam. And straight away, they got the scha as if they did kol ha-tere kula. That's an amazing thing. You're sitting in the base of marriage, you know zero. You just came out from a trip, right? You came from today. I'm accepting kol ha-tere kula. It's as if you did the whole works. That makes sense? No. Why? Why doesn't it make sense?
You didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything yet. But you're going to do it?
Yeah.
As hard as it's going to be?
If somebody says that, then the only way that you can give them the...
reward.
Credit for having... Or reward for having... Right. So having said it, then that must mean that they are willing to go through all the hardships to do it. Sure. Otherwise,
it's a contract.
Right. Otherwise, they aren't.
Retroactively, they wasn't a proper Kabbalah. It means, Chas v'shana, I want to ask you something. If a person does that, and he does averus, he does wrong things. If there wasn't a proper Kabbalah?
No, it doesn't mean that you're not...
You're not going to fail. There has to be an obligation. It's like a contract. You make a contract to make a building, right? So like, you know, you put it up, things, doesn't mean something, like you make the building, you think it's working, right? It's working fine. Then all of a sudden there's a steamer. As I say, it's a blockage in the pipes, right? Because, you know, you didn't do it well, or you missed down a pipe over there. So okay, so go for it. So long as, if you're nichshal, you accidentally, not purposely, if you purposely do an aveira, would that also count? No. If you purposely do an aveira, like with all, you know, bekavana, with the intention, then there's a problem in your Kabbalah. If you accidentally do an aveira, now whatever is considered accident, there's a hair girl, there's a something, whatever is considered accident, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's an accident by us, right? But if there's an accident you did an aveira in this process, you have a yetzara. You want it to be makabel. You, your yetzar tov, is makabel kol haTorah kula, right? You're nichshal. This kilu asa. That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing difference between people. And it's a complete difference. It's a completely different world. He's an Eved Hashem. He isn't. If I were to keep Kol HaTorah Kula, but not this Durabonon. I don't like this Durabonon. You know, this milk and whatever. Durabonon, I don't like that one. It's not the same. You know, you're not Naas Eved Nishman. You're not Eved Hashem. Can't be an Eved. I keep everything that I like. Those things that I don't like, I'm not going to keep. Not an Eved Hashem. And Avdus, we have to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu with Avdus. That's the vote. The vote is we have to be, there has to be an obligation. How you say it? Contract, law, obligation, how you say it? Yeah, none of you guys are lawyers, right? No, am I. It has to be a contract. I learned this halacha. When I learn it, I'll keep it. I'll learn the whole Gemara. And then I'll keep it. First, let me learn, then I'll keep it. I'll pick out what I like, and then I'll keep it. Let me learn first. His wisdom won't be established. Now, this is a very interesting statement. What's he saying here? If a person cannot be meshabed himself to his creator, there's a problem in his midas. There's a problem in his character. Why is that? Maybe he's, you know, from the outside it doesn't look like that. I'm not saying that, you know, a guy comes into yeshiva doesn't know anything, you know, he's been taught a certain way, and then tomorrow, oh, he's down the yeshiva, black hat, jacket. That doesn't happen here, right? Okay, and it shouldn't happen that way. It's a process. But we're talking about when he got to the stage where he's learnt enough that it makes sense to him. Once he's got to that stage, it's a stage. This makes sense. This is true. This is the way I want to live my life. When he got to that stage, now it's just a question of learning more.